This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, before we get to everything, I got to say once again, happy birthday to my beautiful baby, Sheridan. Sheridan is 24 years old today. Happy birthday. She's no longer a baby.
Sheridan.
I know.
Girl, she's 24.
Mommy's little baby.
Ooh,
24. Oh, 24. Uh-huh.
Y'all 24. Are
little
old.
Lady now.
She's grown.
Oh, yeah.
She grown.
She's good and grown. Yep. All right, well, with only 15 days left until the November 3rd election, please go to vote.org. Yeah.
Let's vote, y'all.
I know. Please go to vote.org and vote early. Please do that. Find the locations, all of that. You still have time to vote before the November 3rd election, but vote early. Let them know you mean business. Right, Steve?
Yeah, you know, I think we're on to something this year from what I can see. Mm-hmm. Because I've never seen the involvement that I have with this election. It's much bigger than last election with Trump versus Hillary. I think the turnout is going to be much bigger. I am concerned with the silent minority. The silent majority is what they call themselves, because there are so many Trump lovers and supporters who are silent about it. Because this country has a sickness called racism in it. And even though there are millions of people who are trying very hard to do something about it on all sides of the color spectrum, on all sides of the religious spectrum, on all sides of the gender spectrum, it's just a lot of people, doesn't matter colors, really trying to do something about this issue, this social injustice that's been happening to people of color for so long. With that said, there is a large group of people who want things to remain the same. There is a large group of people who want things to go back to the way they once were, which is the whole idea behind Make America Great Again, which is the sickening part of it. See, I don't mind people being Democrats, or I don't mind people being Republicans. I think there's good ideas on both sides. I think there's good people on both sides. As long as we're not talking about a hate group of some kind, you can have good Republicans and you can have very good Democrats. It happens that way. The problem I have with the Republicans is the party that you hold so dear is represented by the worst kind of representative. This man that holds the highest office in the land is unfit to be president. And you know it. You know it. You know he is not of the moral fiber that you would like to see as the president of the United States. You know he is not of the intellect that you would like to see in the president of the United States. You know he doesn't hold the moral values that you would like to see in the president of the United States. And I really do believe that you know it. But is it because that he represents your power, your position, and your money that you are willing to forego all of the above and re-elect him? Trump? I mean, really, man? Really? That's what's hard for me to believe. It's not that there are not good Republicans, because there are lots of them. But you can't tell me that this is who you really think is representative of you. Now, on the other hand, there are a large number of people who are just like him, exactly like him, and worse. And they're overjoyed with the fact the Proud Boys, white supremacist groups, these militias, these people with these kidnapping plots for the governor of Michigan and so forth and so on, and these this cute cult thing that they got going on, and it's just so much. It's just kind of reminiscent of the Tea Party and worse. But all of a sudden, as him as the president, all of them have stepped forward like they got a buddy and a friend in the White House. That don't bother you? If you're a Republican and you're not a racist, the fact that he won't denounce white supremacists and he won't denounce racism, that don't bother you? That's the part that's troubling to me. I got that there's going to be tens of millions of people in this country that's just like Donald Trump. I got it. I got it. You ain't going away. You're not going to change. I got it. But now, for those of you who are not willing to sit by and let him be the representative of your party, for those of you who voted for him last time and have sat there for 4 years and went, I can't believe this guy didn't rise to the occasion. For those of you who decided to sit out last time because you said your vote didn't count, we need all of y'all at the polls. We need all of you at the polls, man. Because this has to stop. And in less than 15 days, we can stop it. We can put a stop to this serious cancer that's been sitting in the White House this entire time. This is sickening, man, what he's been allowed to do, perpetrate, pull off, and say as a president of the United States. I just don't believe that we need him to be there. And I'm asking everybody who can vote to get out and vote. Make your vote count. And send a message to him that black lives do matter. They matter so much they got you out of office. That's why I'm voting, because he don't think black lives matter, and I'm going down to prove that they do. Please vote.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.